You're listening to The Radio. Today on Interesting Interviews, we have Sam Meyer, an 18-year-old high school student with an adventure to tell. Hello, Sam. Tell us the story of what happened two summers ago on a trip with your family and how some things didn't go as planned.
So, every year it's tradition for my dad, my brother, and I to go on a backpacking trip out west. And this year is a little bit different. We decided to bring my mother along for the first time. And so because of that, we kind of thought that we would do an easier hike and maybe split up the hiking a little bit so that we did two separate trips just to make it a little bit easier on her. But little did we know that this would end up being one of the harder hiking trips that we've done so far. So we were in Wyoming, and we were doing the hiking trip to Phelps Lake, which is in the Grand Teton National Park. And so we all hiked in and thought everything was good. We had all of our equipment, and at least we thought we did. So getting in, we all set up camp and decided just to hang out for a little while, maybe eat a late dinner. So later on, when we started to get hungry, we only have freeze-dried food because it's lighter to carry and, of course, tastes really good. But, so first thing you need is a stove and gas to get some boiling water. And so going through everybody's pack, we realized that somehow we left the gasoline for the stove. So we all had to talk and decide who was going to go and get the gas, considering that we were about 4 miles in from the trailhead and had already set up camp and it was starting to get a little dark. After a little while, we decided that I would be the best candidate to run in and go get the gas. And so I did. I just threw on some shoes, took a little day pack and a cell phone that my parents gave me, and we headed in. Once I got to the car, I started looking around and was looking for the gas and thought that soon enough I'd be able to head back and everything would be okay. And the more I look, I just don't see anything. And I take out the cell phone and I try to call my parents, and I finally get a hold of them and let them know that it's not in there. And luckily I had just gotten my license to drive the car, so since I wasn't able to find it, I had to get in the car and drive out and find somewhere where I'd be able to get the gas.
So where did you expect to find the gas that you were going to need for the stove?
I decided to just look for a local ranch or anything like that, and I was looking around and I saw some, but I just couldn't find any way of getting there. No roads, no nothing. So unless I wanted to hike into some ranch and risk getting shot by some hillbilly, then I had nowhere to go other than the lodge that was probably 10 or 15 miles away from the trailhead. So I just hopped in the car and I started driving towards the trailhead, which was the last place, towards the lodge, which was the last place we had stopped coming in, and figured maybe that was where we left the gas. And so I finally got there and I went in, and our stove only takes one kind of gas, which is butane. And going into the lodge, I realized that they only carried propane fuel, which is just wouldn't work at all. So after that, I tried calling my parents again, and I couldn't get a hold of them.
So at this point, you had just walked 4 miles, and you get to the lodge, and they don't have the gas you need. So were you just about to give up, or did you decide to just keep going?
I just realized that in order for them to be able to eat and me to be able to eat once I get back in, that I'm going to have to find some other way to get this butane fuel. And so getting in the car, I had to go to the nearest town, which I remember was Jackson Hole. And so driving in town, I had to find the nearest store where I could get butane fuel. And it's starting to get a little late, and I don't know where I'm going. I don't know really where I am. And so showing up, I find a store that's EMS and would carry just the right stuff, and I see it, but this is Jackson Hole, and there's no place to park, and I'm just getting frantic running around. It's almost 6 o'clock, and I have no idea what time this place is closing, so eventually I just find some legal parking spot, put it in the park, and run out of the car, probably didn't even lock it, and I run to the door, and of course, with my luck, they're locking up and won't let me in, and I just start banging on the door, and I kind of beg them to let me in and just buy some gas real quick, and soon enough, they let me in, and I'm able to get it, and, so heading back, finally, it's getting really late now, it's dark, and I still have to do the full hike back in by myself, and this is really the first time that I've had to do anything like this, and heading back into the trailhead, as if I wasn't scared enough already to be doing all this, I drive right into the path of a grizzly bear, which are well known out in the West.
Was seeing this grizzly bear more frightening or more exciting for you? Was this the first time you've seen something like this?
And that was the first time I'd seen a bear, and it was just pretty crazy for me. And I was, of course, even more excited just to go do the hike back in by myself. But finally, I get back to the trailhead. I get out of the car, make sure I have the gas with me, and I wrap everything up in the rain jacket that I had brought with me, and start my hike back in, and shortly after, of course, it starts to rain, and just gradually it just begins to rain even harder and harder, and as I get a little further in, it starts to get a little bit colder out in the mountains, and finally, after the long hike in, I'm tired, I'm soaking wet, it's still raining, we sit down, I get back to camp and see my parents, and everybody's happy. I finally made it. I'm happy that I'm alive. I didn't see any more bears. And then you just start seeing a wave of, like a wall of rain coming at you or something coming down the lake. And as soon as I got there, a big storm of hail just started coming about the size of golf balls. And I remember we had every pot and pan we had over our head, standing under the tree, and it was just kind of crazy. But I had made it back just in time, and everything was okay.
Thank you, Sam. That was quite a story. You told us how you arose as the hero in a situation where it was someone's responsibility to go get gas for your stove to feed your family, and you were able to eventually get it after overcoming some very interesting obstacles. It sounds like a really exciting experience and something you'll be able to laugh about now, when at the time it was probably almost frightening to be alone at night in the wild with grizzly bears and such. Thank you for your time. That's all for now. Tune in next time for another interesting interview.